Thank you. Sebagai ujian rasa kasar di dunia, zaman ini waktu cerita kamu cuma sains, abu bincang ke makhluk ini sensasi, abu nafsu, syukur Yesus, dikasih Yesus, dikasih Yesus, dikasih kau dari sains lewat, baru Yesus sains, so it will never happen that it should be silent. Less than amateurs. So you can listen to the regular flyers, it's 200. So it can go down to 150, it can go down to 130, it can go down to 110, it can go down as low as 100, but it will not go down below 100. It will not go down. So Mele, the wise, he's telling us that he can take the amount from Isolomi that is necessary in order that it should have, together with the price that we get for it, 200. So always it went down to 150. So then he takes from myself only 50 cents. So then, and you go to sell it and it had 150. So together with the 50, you have 200. So if you go down to 100, so you can take the 100. In other words, in order that together with the price you get for the calculator, so you'll be in motion. This is the job according to So Mahim is in his own idea, so shopping with Jesus, the calculator, so literally Jesus, the full power of the Bible, you know, variation of science. Now we have to stop here.
And the English teacher might be worth only 100. Let them buy a new. denn dabei irgendwie liegt der Menschen im Reizen, oder? Das kann ich repetieren, sondern irgendwie die normalen Menschen im Reizen, und ich habe es explanation of the Reizen, in order to come down, that there is a certain hour, that binds here. So, but I was supposed to have this position. He explained very well. It's the real Bescheid, the moment between the Rabbis, explanation of the Kreise, and the Sakosu of Yoshi and Rabbi Shon Kesef, Bakhlusu, in other words, because from Rabbi, the Kreise is saying that if someone has a soul, that in his spirit he has the regular flights or planets, and now in Tishrei he has the flights of the hundreds of years, so then any person who knows that something is not allowed, is not given by a real worship, a real one. A real one can take elements of the Messiah. Here the Christ says, no, he cannot take elements of the Messiah. He can only take hundreds of rules. Why hundreds of rules? Because if you take hundreds of rules, so then he will have, he can sell his piece of property. And so together with the hundreds of rules, he'll have as much as we'll have if you go to wait till Nisi and some of them. Suppose he waits till Nisi. There's no problem to promise. So he waits till Nisi. Then, if he sells to Nisi, he'll have 200 Jews. Now that he's selling it, that he was given 100 Jews for my son, so he can sell this piece of property, this farm, himself. He'll get 100 Jews for that, and then another 100 Jews. So, in final analysis, the bottom line is that you'll have as much as you will have if you walk away from the other. But you're not allowed to do anything like you can be allowed to do anything to the other. The company has one thing to do, and you're allowed to do it by the company. And we'll do that. That's what I want. But if he's not in the room, but temporarily he's impoverished, he cannot support himself, he's in the war, not even there. But he comes to a certain city and temporarily he has no money to buy food. So then he's allowed to get from Trump. But he's not allowed to take your other shoes from his money. He is only allowed to take as much as is necessary for his sustenance while he's in this situation. So here the Rashi says that's the aloha that applies to a temporary, not one who is a real one. So a real one is allowed to take his other Jews. But the temporary one is only allowed to take from his only as much as it is necessary for his sustenance. Here the Rashi says he's allowed to take only 100 Jews. And what is Amit? But not only Zul Masahas. So that words is speaking only like a temporary for the duration. So why should we be treated like a temporary, not like a permanent one? After all, right now the property is worth only 100 Jews. So it is a permanent body. Let him take Elam Zul Masahas. The answer is, so we see from this, what he said. That the future price, as long as it's a regular thing, the future price attaches to a piece of property as a current value right now, just as we have certain things. They have two prices. There's a wholesale price, and there is a retail price. There's more that I pass in the Mitzvah. In other words, somebody doesn't. A bag with dates. A bag with dates. And they are 50 dates. So, retailer, so he won't use a date. But folks say 50 dates for 49 years. 49 years. So if you want to say that the government has to pay only the lesser bank. The lesser bank, 49 years. Even though he doesn't, the whole bag. He dates and he could have sold it piecemeal, one day at a time, and then he would have made. He would have made 50 cents, but that's the law. That's the law that the Shura Tachemo, he only is entitled to get payment on the basis of the retail, of the wholesale price, not on the basis of the retail price. So I mentioned that. So that's an example of an object, let's say, if that remains, that has two values. It has two shabbos. It has the shabbos on the basis of the wholesale price, and the shabbos on the basis of the retail price. So we see from this pricing that when there is a piece of property, but that regular in leasing it's worth 200 euros, and in addition it's worth only 100 euros, so we do not say the shabbos is determined by the present price. The future price does not determine the shabbos on the price. That's something for the future. Right now, it is only the shabbos is determined by the present price. So the future price does not represent the current value of the piece of property. We could say that. If we said like that, so then this only would be entitled to take even Ellen Zuzabasa. Because right now it's worth 100 zoos. So it's allowed, we should be allowed to take in Ellen Zuzabasa. The price says no, it's not allowed to take Ellen Zuzabasa. But only 100 zoos. In order that he should be able to have as much as he will have if he were to wait and still miss and some of that. In other words, the Vaisa considers him as a temporal, not as a real, but as a temporal. A temporal. And why is it temporal? So Rashi says, because a regular is not. Why isn't he? Because in the future it is. It will be worth, he'll beg, he'll get for it 200 euros. So what? Why is it put on it? Just because of this. And suppose we know someone is a pauper, but we know that in a few months he'll get a certain windfall, inheritance, he'll become a millionaire. So because of that, he cannot take 100 euros. We must ask us now just because we know that in a few months he'll be a millionaire. Right now he's an oddity. So we see from this price that the future price attaches to the piece of property. And the current value, as long as the future price is the regular thing, as something that in the future, in the real, it will be worse or not. No, here it's a regular thing. The reason it's always worth 200 euros. And in fish, it's always worth less. And it's worth only 100 euros. So the future price, if it is a regular thing, attaches to the power to the piece of property as the current value. But the current price certainly attaches to the piece of property. So in other words, it has two current values, like a bag with dates that has the wholesale value and has the retail value. So this too has two current values. It has one current value constituted by the future price. So it has a value of 200 euros, and it has another current value constituted by the present value, that's only 100 euros. So it seems from the point of view of one price that attaches to the piece of property right now. So he is in Russia, so he really can't consider that as a piece. But seems on the basis of the other price, so it's only, so he really can't consider the Russia. So he is thinking like a temporary one, like a Russia, who temporarily is an army. Temporarily is an army. Because he couldn't have, he couldn't convert it into a Russian. He wouldn't convert what is the property into a policy of the community at all. So we have, he's allowed to think as much of his own. So that he will become right now a Russian. And then he sells this piece of property, so he's being worshipped. So that's the maximum increase. So we understand the point of Rashi's first question. So we understand very well the shaykh between the right sale and the buyer's status on the cashier's and the happening and the split between the duty, not what was Rashi's time. I'm going to go to the hospital. thousand times. But then now it can tell the whole body. So the reason of the heart is only if the lower body, not even the nice of the body, so not the region 5,000. So I can think for myself only, he cannot sell a deal for 500 euros, so suppose he can sell a deal for 400 euros, so he keeps on doing for his own deal, until he's able to sell it at 500 euros. You have to go back. In other words, everybody's driving for that time. So he's without the money. So originally 50,000, and everybody has the same kind of piece of fabric, so we can only get, so can only get much less for it, with another guy, after two days, another list of money. So why do you say that he can get it only after a certain limit? He can utilize only after a certain limit. No, without only, he can take. That was Jews with Asakas. And that was Jews means not all Jews. Means 10,000 and 100,000 Jews. Also with Asakas. After the two day numbers for the without the limit. The Jews with Laon and Amir. The Jews with Laon and Amir. Now, that's how the Rashi second question. Now, the question means, what is the second question for the Jews? The theme of the piece of property. Now it is good, much less. So he's allowed to take it. Why so? Without them, he never should pass out. Why? Why is he allowed to take after giving how many stories? So, what does he mean? Now let's see the Rashi. How Rashi is. No, Rashi doesn't exist. According to the second version of Rashi, it wasn't in Akhil Tube. Akhil Tube, in the first version of Rashi, it's a little shock in Akhil Tube, means intelligent of Rashi. But in the second version of Rashi, Tube doesn't mean even a thousand Jews of Rashi. So, it was a slip of the tongue, if you want, because I'm accustomed to say it according to the first version. So according to the second question of Rashi, after the different means, even if the price says that you can only think for myself only, and employees, even to define the customer who is paying 40 million, that's if I want to choose. But even if you allow it to be allowed, you will not be allowed that value. So why is he allowed to pay for myself only until he is able to get the violence 500 euros, even if he's able to get 500 euros, or 600 euros, or 700 euros, or 800 euros, or 900 euros, or 950, after the truth, even if it's much more than half of the government, than 500, he still should be allowed to take them as well. Why? What? What she means? After all, he still washes it up. If he can get, originally the price was 1,000. Now he can only sell it at 500. He never said that. Not only sell it, but he's a washer, he's a real washer. He can get 900 euros. The answer is, since there is another hour, that if someone who is a washer, but if the world, he cannot support himself, he's allowed to get from his own community, who happens to be in a certain city in his parents, he doesn't have any money to buy food, so he's allowed to take food from his family, so in order to sustain himself for the duration period, so he has to, even though he's an ocean, because he can still get 900 euros for the piece of property, but he can sell it at 900 euros and sustain the loss, so he won't require him to sustain the loss in order to survive, just for himself. Even in Russia, but if the Russian temporarily is unable to sustain himself unless at the expense of the loss, so in Mayweather, we don't expect him to sustain the loss and we treat him like a temporary and he is allowed to take a price only for the duration period. So he must have. He was allowed to be 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 allowed to so he's still allowed to be allowed to be allowed so to take from his own because he should be protected by the government because we don't expect him to support himself by selling it to us. Because if you allow enough, it will be enough. 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 For $4,000. He can sell it for the price. Why? Because the public is advantage of the situation. So we don't want to give him $1,000. So then, after we put the number in this book, so why does the price say that Mahir is after to me? What do you mean Mahir may say? Mahir say, what will I be after? That means he can take for his money until he will be able to sell it at the end of the original price, at $500. It's a 500. So, everybody's piece of property is worth a thousand. But he's the only one who cannot get a thousand. Who cannot get a thousand. So even if he can only get, let's say, 400, 300, 200, 100, he still shouldn't be allowed to take from his own. Because he's a Bishida, in other words. Remember we say, because he's a Bishida, he shouldn't take. Told everybody that he must sell his property. So since he's a Kesheya, so we don't treat him like a temporary. In other words, that's in the millionaire will come to a certain city. Come to a certain city. And he knew that when he left, that he doesn't have any money with him. So they are living around the difference only just because he didn't take any checks from him, he has no money to Kesheya. He should have taken money with him. But in reality, he's taken hostage in the pharmacy, and he doesn't have any money to support himself, so then we treat him like a temporary one, and he's allowed to take from his own in order to save himself. But in this case, now, he has property that is worth 1,000 zoos, and everybody else will get it out of this. He can get, because he told everybody of his problems. So he's a Kesheya, so Mele cannot be treated as a temporary. So after we put a even if the price that he's able to get for the piece of property that is worth 1,000, so he can only get very little. He can only get 400, 300, 200, 100. So he's still not allowed to take one penny from his own because he's a Kesheya. We don't have a lawyer, it's the means of authority, and you need to show that one. People are not that easy to value this, we need to say, so we can ask, I'll call you to me, something like that, and you say, okay, I'm in that means of it. So, what's the shot? And call you to me. What's the shot? And call you to me. So, let's see how much it's going to be. in the crowd. Hold the other meat at the Kitchen of Ali. The other other, the Kitchen of Muna, the other, the Hashim of Crow, you couldn't come in. The Shin Gobo, that was a hashtag, you know. That was a hashtag, you know. So, I don't think that this represents this constitutes one cash, which is possible. Because from that way, there is a level between the pricing and the interaction between the illumination and the pricing in the highest level. Why? Because the highest level is based upon the premise that the future price represents the current value of the future part of the value. The current part of the value. Now, according to the Rashi's second version, so we have two riots. We have two riots that the future price constitutes the current value of Shabbos for the past life. In the world, according to Rashi's second version, so we didn't know what to say. You started with Quran, the numbers, the values, the numbers. We call it crashes of emotion, the prices of this emotion. So, in other words, the original price of the piece of property is 1,000 Jews. And now, so you know it's in, after we give the numbers away, in other words, it's worth much more than what we do. It's worth 900. So we should be entitled, we should be entitled to take from ice only until you'll be able to get the customer, to come to the customer, and pay without it. The question is, what value does he have to take, to sustain himself out of ice only? At all, he's certain of the money. He can get 900 Jews for that piece of art. So let him sell. It's 900 Jews. 900 Jews. The answer is, he is not expected to sell at a loss. Why is it a loss? So officially, we say that the original price, which no probability will take place again. In other words, so that's so even if I'm going to go out and we get 100% of that value, after doing nothing is good, because since the little price is 1,000 euros, so that means that even though now it's 900, 800, 700, 600, 650, 550, but it's going, you know, probability will rise again to that. It will revert back to the original price of 1,000. So maybe since we know that it will revert back to the original price of 1,000, so that future price constitutes the real value of the property right now. So because if we are going to assume that the future price is not determined, the current value of the property, so what right does he have to take from my surrounding? Why should he be considered as a temporary owner? He can be considered as a temporary owner even though he has property that is worth 900 euros, he by selling it, he will sustain loss. So initially we can say that the future price determines the value right now, so that means he, if he sells it to a customer for 900, he'll be selling it below its value. That's a loss. But if we are going to assume that the future price was not attached to the piece of property right now, and it's only the present price that determines the value, not the future price. Now the present price is 900, 800, 700, 600, 550. Why do you want to say that to the analyst? It's above 500, so it should be allowed temporarily to move from Iceland. Why? What right is this? I mean, he's a Moshiach, and he can get 900, 800, 700, 600, 550, and will not sustain loss, because he'll be selling it at its full value. So it's a value that the future price determines the venue right now seems no probability. So the original price will be installed, and you're able to sell it at 1,000. So you can go right now, you can sell it at 900 or 700 or 600. So it'll still be in Russia, but you'll sell it at the loss. So it's not required. Even if it's in Russia, it's not expected to sustain a loss and sell it properly. So the theory is a deal of a temporary relief. So I'm eagerly waiting to find the buyer who will give you the true price, the value of the piece of property he's allowed to sustain himself with my salami. So that's one value. And then there is a value from the kingdom. So first of all, a buyer, So that shows that even though we can still get 900 euros, but seems it will be selling it at the loss, so maybe it is not expected to sell it at the loss, and it is treated by the temporary owner. So why is it a loss? Because it's worth more than 900. Why is it worth more than 900? After all, you can only get 900. The answer is because there's no probability. The original price of 1,000 will be installed. So that future price, which no probability will be installed, it represents the current value that now it is a Shabbos. So that's one reason as to why a buyer has to go inside this device. And then we can say, in the topic of the information, so there is not a buyer, there is a buyer from the kingdom, the Indian Siyaka, the Indian Kishore, Zaba, the Kula, the Nafia, the Indian, the High Rubies, the Indian, the Zotinash, the Akpal, the Indian, so he you can get now in Mishnah. For 100 euros, who will give you 500 euros, who will allow you to take from Israel. Why? Because until you will get a buyer who will pay you 500 euros, so then if you sell it at less than 500, less than half of your original price, so then he will be selling it at the loss. If he sells it at half of the original price, so then he will not be selling it at the loss. But if he sells it at the less than half the price, then he will be selling it at the loss. Which means why? From the point of view of the original price, so anything less than 1,000 is 990. So it will be a loss. So it will be a loss. And from the point of view of the present price, since the buyer will not give you any more than 400 or 300. So that's the value of it. So the question is, what price determines? According to the kingdom, the price. So what price is the determining factor? The future price or the present price? Neither. Because if we say that the future price will be determined by hearing. So we know the future price is 1,000 euros. In 1,000 euros. So the buying device is very only like that. Only if you can get the buyer will give you 500. But if you can find the buyer, he will give you 500. So then he's not allowed to take anything from his own. Why shouldn't he be allowed to take anything from his own? He should be allowed to take my salami for his support until he is able to find the buyer who will pay 1,000 euros. Why only until he finds the buyer who will pay 500 euros? And then we are going to say that the determining criteria is the prototype. Suppose we can only find a buyer who is paying, the other Jews. So that means that the other Jews is the value. So we're not, if the other Jews is the value, it's still the emotion. Why shouldn't we require to sell the 300 Jews that it's real value without the same thought? So how can we explain this achievement by that? So how can we
to the original price, so then it also becomes the value. But if you suppose certain pieces of fabric, let's say 60 years ago, or in Holland, 30 million, that was going to be a dollar, so now it's not worth it to find something about it. So you don't think that the $5,000, that the $4,000, twice that the final will give for that building in Holland, that it doesn't represent its current value, or doesn't represent its current value. Because this is already an actual fact. But if, let's say, the price goes down so low because of the certain fear that takes place for a short time, and the most probability is when you fear the fear, so then the present price is not likely. Doesn't establish any current value of the fact. So this is what we want to say. So, which is the future price, in this represents the current value. The current value. Much in case, if it's less, if it goes down to less than to less than 500, so the less than 500, that's not the base for counting, most of the numbers. That's because of this special situation, temporary situation. So anyway, that present price doesn't constitute the kind of the value, the shabbiest of the present price. Even right now. But to the extent that it's normal to go down, so that constitutes the current value. So that means that if the piece of price in this thing to 20,000 and the dish is 2,500, so then the piece of property is good value. We suppose in this thing it's worth 300, it still has been shot. One is the 1,000, the future price, and the one that in all probability a customer will pay easily, and the other shot here is 500. Even though no one will give for it right now 500, so there is a special need. Maybe the people will still see it on the other. Maybe the people found out that he needs money, so they are trying to take advantage of the situation. So they are willing to give him a maximum of 300. But so now it is because of the psychological factor that he can get 500. But the normal price, the normal present price, is 500, in spite of the fact that he can get 500, he can only get 300 or 400. So that's because of a special reason. It's not a normal situation. But the normal price would be now 500. So maybe that means, so that's why, if he can get the 500, so then he can get the price. He just devises. So that means, that the future price is also a factor in determining the shabbos, the value. Because if the future price wouldn't be a determining factor, so how could 500 be considered in the shabbos? The 500 can be considered as the shabbos, as a current value of the property, because it's normal for the property to go down from 1,000 to 500. So if the 1,000 price represents a value, so then 500 can also represent a value. But if the future price does not attach to the piece of property right now, how can the 500 price that is non-existent, because there is no 500 price. The fact that the 500 price, it constitutes a current value of the property, shows that the 1,000 price as constitutes a term by unified. Because even the thousand times wouldn't constitute the shabbiness of the property. How could the 500 constitute the shabbiness of the property? The 500 would be an imaginary figure. What is the 500? No one pays 500 for it, but what people will pay in thousands is, and since it's normal to go down from 1,000 to 500, some really the 500 also determines the value of the piece of property. But in the 1,000 price, the future price, will not determine the value. So how could the 500, which is non-existent, determine the value of the property? The fact that this piece of property has determined the value of 500, because the 100 shows that the future price also attaches to as a current value of the property value. Why? So the cashier by the way, is only the rest. And then of course, according to Asher's second version, so the value is from the Israel. So, by today, for that goal, it's still a notion here. If you want to say how it's estimated, we can get for much more than 500, 900 years, we should still be allowed to take from as long, because it's not expected to sustain laws. Why laws? The present price is the criteria, is the solid criteria. And the future price is no criteria, is not an economic factor. So why not do the analysis there? After all, he can sell it at its value, at its good value, and he knows here. So why should we be allowed to take from Isaac? The answer is if he sells it at 900, he will sustain the loss. Why will he sustain the loss? He will sustain the loss because he has a year of the value. Nothing. So there's the difference in the case of this in Israel, the case of this in Israel. So then it's the regular thing, because we see it always every year, it's very down, and in Israel it goes down to 500. So never since it's the regular thing, so it's considered to have two shots. Because of a certain reason, so the price declined, and once that circumstance disappeared, so anyway, the original price was very small. So then we don't consider the present price altogether, but we consider just the future price. He was having a good hour in the night of the day when he came to the necessity of it. So the same day, so the stocks declined so much, and many people became very rich because they knew, they understood that in a few days or a week, everything would be restored to normal. So that way, so the price of the stocks was not a determining factor, because it was only a temporary factor. So that's why you want to invest in the cash. You use the habit of the full hour. You would think man is so bad, according to Asher's second motion. I feel you would have a list. If this piece of property, which was rich in the original price, was 1,000 Jews, and now no one would equal more than 500, so no probability the original price will be restored. So the present price of 900 is nothing, does not represent any shabbat. But in the case of this condition, it's not something happened, and it's only temporal. Within circumstances, on account of which the price declined, but it's a regular thing, every year the same way. This means it's a night, and in each case 500, then both prices are determined. But in the case of this, I will come out, not because of the regular.